Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
What we give is what we get in our bag. Well, my musical roots are in Kurdistan. Where are your musical roots?
My musical roots are in jazz music and mainly hip hop and broken beats and electronic stuff.
I was working a lot of with these guys, with Fabian. He's a wonderful bass and guitar player, and his brother. He's playing drums, and we did a lot of sessions together, and we met because we were listening to rock music, I think.
Really?
It was 5 years ago or something like this.
I don't remember that.
Yes, and we were listening to a song from Yes, an old song.
Okay.
From the 70s, this 10-minute song. You know? And I was growing up in a Kurdish family listening to Kurdish folk music. But not only, I was listening also to Michael Jackson and Madonna. I think like anybody, yes?
I never was.
You know?
I just started listening to Michael Jackson some years ago. You know?
Well, me too.
But okay. I love it now.
Here we go.
Shaking up the past.
I don't really have a border or something, you know. I just, everything what moves, it just comes out without thinking about, you know. And I think it's like, I don't know, maybe you can say it better, because if you do your own composition, it's difficult to explain. What do you say? What is most?
Based on, I mean, that record.
The last record,
actually, Pop Art, album, yeah. Was like a lot of, yeah, I would say some singer-songwriter influences. So like, you know, it contains a lot of guitar, but also this classical instruments, which I don't know the names of because they're from Kurdistan. And but with a fat fundamental drum thing, you know, like there's a lot of, I don't know, some, you can hear some hip hop influences, you can hear some broken beat influences, all about that.
Well, yes, this
house or funk.
If I listen to music, I listen and it moves me or it not moves me. For rock is, I think, also an element inside the music, inside this album. And as you said before, hip hop, funk, so everything what I was listening all my life, I think, yes. But I don't think about what I'm doing. It just happens. A lot of people asking me, what are you doing for a style? I cannot say, because there are different styles inside, and hopefully it is one thing, you know, at the end. So
I've never seen a musician have a style like him, Karwan. I mean, I come from a bit different style of music and stuff, but he's unique, so that's maybe the thing. Maybe you gotta watch it when he's playing live.
Involved in Project Gun. Folk instruments.
Yes,
a lot of
yeah. things, but not live. When I'm recording my album, when I was recording my album, I was using a lot of instruments. I was working also with Oriental musicians like Mei and Ney. These are instruments, flutes, Oriental flutes, Kurdish flutes, Turkish, Arabic flute, and Zaz. It's also a Kurdish and Turkish instrument, but I mix it in my music. I think you don't hear it maybe sometimes, the saz and the stuff. Sometimes you hear just a little influence.
We'll be right back.
Well, when we're playing live, we're four people. Fabian, his brother Daniel, he's playing drums, and Stefan, he's playing bass. And sometimes we have vocals, woman vocals. Sometimes, it depends. But now actually, like I think 8 or 9 months ago, we are just playing live.
Yes, one year.
Yeah. We're playing just four people.
I always force him
people.
To sing more, because he's got a nice voice.
Oh. But they helped me, because I'm a little bit, you know, I was too shy, because I was all the time in the studio and not going out, just all the time in the studio. But they helped me a little bit, say, hey, come on. Go more in front to the stage and sing. And, well, I hope, hopefully it wasn't a bad idea.
No. Sometimes
What's up? Can Hungarian people can clap or not?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I can do it. Give me a soul clap. Come on.
Fabian will show it to you.
Give it a spin.
I write the songs, actually, yes. But it depends, you know. Sometimes we were meeting together in the studio and we just did a session together. And then the composing starts. It's difficult to say, actually, because if you record something first, you don't compose, you just jam, and then you pick up the best parts, you cut everything, and then again, then you play something new, and it totally changes. Right. Because Fabian often was playing something, and then he sometimes didn't know which songs it was.
Because you are using all this stuff, yes, that you record as a sample or something.
Something like a sample then at the end, yes, it's true.
So it's not really composing, it's more like beat programming at the end, but...
Some songs was composed, but other songs, like he said, were like using it like samples and then try to make something new, make a new beat, or... It's really difficult to say because there's no plan. I don't have a plan. Like, I do this and then this and this. It always happen new. No, there's no repeating.
What's up in the back? I can see it. Tell it the creator.
When we play live, then I mean, basically there are the songs, and there we played like, you know, like they sound on the record, but everybody can do a little more when we play live, so there's a lot of improvisation at the end. I mean, the song is based and fixed, but everybody tries to break out a little of his ways he normally should go, but yeah, that's maybe the most thing of improvisation. Or sometimes we just jam along after a song when we see, okay, people like it, and we just jam along. I mean, it has happened often, so that we do at the encore, we just go on stage and the first chord on the guitar is the main thing, and then he's starts got to sing new things and
it starts to develop and develop, so, and develop, and because sometimes we don't have a song anymore, and the people want that we stay and play another song. We don't have,
and we're forced to improvise.
Yeah, and then Fabian starts to play a riff, and then Dani starts with the drums, and the bass comes, and I start to sing anything what just came in the moment. And yes, this is always our last, what do you say, Zugabe. Zugabe is encore.
Yeah.
Duhok is the home country, the home city of my parents. And it's called Duhok, the place. It's in the north of Iraq. And I was there, when I was there, I think I was 14, 15, it was 92, 93. And I was looking down to the city, and it was like a ballad. And that's the reason why I called it the Duhoki ballad. And, well, this is personal story.
What is the difference between the first and the second CD in the conception?
More singing in the second, more vocals on the second, and the songs are more different, maybe, together. And the first album was more instrumental. It was a totally instrumental album with maybe a little bit vocals inside.
I don't want to.
Muhammad Arif
yeah.
was for me a very important influence for my musical.
Oh.
It was a very important musical influence. Muhammad Arif is a Kurdish singer, a legendary Kurdish singer. He was, I think, one of the first music I was listening to when I was a kid, because my parents was listening to, and it was running all the time in the kitchen when we go with the car, all the time. Muhammad Arif was, we were listening to the music, and he was one of the first really popular Kurdish musician. If you want to know if someone is a Kurd or not a Kurd, you can know if you found a cassette, a tape of him in the family, then you know. If you find the Muhammad Arif cassette, then you know he's a Kurdish. Well, the idea behind the title, Pop Arif, is like, because I think he was one of the first popular musician in Kurdistan. And that's the reason why I call this album Pop Arif. But he didn't do it like he wanted to make pop music. It happened because it happened naturally. Nobody expected it. He was invited to play in weddings, or playing when he was invited to eating, and he played some music. But then, actually, after 10 and 20, 30 years, everyone has a tape from him at home. For me, I wanted to do the same things, because at the end, when the album was finished, Pop Arif, some people say it's like a little bit like pop music, you know? And well, then I thought it's the same connection, because I didn't want to make pop music. It happens without thinking. And that's the reason why Pop Arif and a song, I take a short part of him because he's not living anymore. He died 10, 15 years ago, the singer. He was very old. And I took a little part from his tape and a short part of singing and put this on my record. Oh. But I couldn't ask him if it's okay because he died already, so. Well, yes, this is the connection, and I think this is a good connection.
Come on, help us out. Strong, come on. Thanks. My name is Karwan. This is, was my band. Thanks. So have a great night too.
Ismert.
És amikor kinyitották, kiszabadult egy parfüm.
Csak lekaparni a zsírt.
Te bolond vagy!
Mondtam, hogy nyugodj meg. Mindent elrontasz. Aki fél, büdös lesz. Tönkre teszi az illatot.
Na, ebből elég.
A tökéletes parfümre vágyott. És rájött, hogyan készítheti el. Parfüm. Egy gyilkos története. Tom Tykwer filmjét, Patrick Süskind világhírű regényéből ma 22 órakor tekinthetik meg a Dunán.
Mikor 100 000 katonával betört Indiába,
megnyert minden háborút.
Elszabadítom a népeket.
Leigázta a világot.
Még egy nap ragyog az égen. Ázsiának egy királya lesz.
A legnagyobb csatát a szívében kellett megvívnia.
Őt? Szeretett?
Colin Farrell, Angelina Jolie, Val Kilmer, Sir Anthony Hopkins, Nagy Sándor, a hódító, Oliver Stone filmjét szerdán 21 órakor tekinthetik meg a Dunán. Mi alatt távol volt,
még az, hogy elvesztetted a háborút, egyefene, annál inkább örülnek otthon, hogy mégis megvan.
Minden megváltozott.
Anna meghalt. Mi keresni valója van itt már az én fiamnak?
Megpróbált új életet kezdeni.
Olyan asszony kapsz, ide hallgass, életed végéig állsz.
De a boldogság...
Megszenvedtünk mi érte?
Tűnékeny ábránt csupán.
Gyógyítani kell a szíveket!
100 éve született Görbe János. Ház a sziklák alatt. Csütörtökön 21 órakor a Dunán.
Idén 10. alkalommal adják át a Demján Sándor által életre hívott Prima Primissima Alapítvány díjait, amelyek mellett a Csányi Sándor által létrehozott 50 000 eurós közönségdíjat is átveheti egy kitüntetett. Ha ön azt szeretné, hogy a Prima Primissima közönségdíja a magyar oktatás és köznevelés kategória egyik jelöltjé legyen, hívja a 0670-70-77-004-es telefonszámot. A díjra Batta Andrást az 1-es, Grécsi Lászlót a 2-es, a Szent István Király Zeneművészeti Szakközönség középiskolát a 3-as gomb megnyomásával jelölheti. A szavazók között egy személyautót, az új Mercedes-Benz A-osztályt sorsoljuk ki, a Papasz Autó Magyarország Kft. És a Mercedes-Benz Hungária Kft. Jóvoltából.
December 7-én 21 órakor az M1-en.